Well, this morning we have some guests joining us here on our program. We're going to talk a little bit about bandanas today. Ava Matthews is an 8-year-old second grader at Audubon, and she and her mom, Cassie, are here with us today. And we're going to talk a little bit about a little project that they've been putting together that's been going very, very well for them. Ava, how are you today?
Good.
Now, tell us all about this project. It's called Bananas for Bandanas. What is it?
So we go to, like, shelters to sell bandanas and dog beds. So if the pets want to, like, get, like, a bandana or like, a bed, they can, like, come, the humans can, like, give them dog bandanas and dog beds.
So are you a real pet lover then?
Yes, I love pets a lot.
Have you always been like that?
Yes, when I was a baby, we used to have like one cat, one dog. Mm-hmm. And when I grow up, one cat, one dog.
But you don't just like to treat your own pets well. You like to treat all pets well.
Yes.
So tell me, how did you get started doing bandanas? You're making bandanas for dogs and cats, right?
Yes.
How did you get started doing that? How did this project all begin?
So my mom texted the shelter, so she said, do you guys want some bandanas or dog beds? They said yes, and so then we got some ready, and my mom talked with me.
Okay. So you're making beds, too?
Yes.
What do you like better? You like making the beds, or do you like making the bandanas?
Let me say the beds, because it's much easier. So you stuff a pillow, mm-hmm. and then, so you grab, first, you grab a pillow, and then you sew it, mm-hmm. and then you put the stuffing in. Okay. And so, yeah.
Okay. Does it take a long time to make those?
If they're like this big,
yeah,
a lot.
They're pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're like this little, mm-hmm. it's not that much.
So you make different sizes for different types of dogs then?
Yes.
Okay, very
good.
Cats
and dogs.
Yeah. Well, so when did you learn how to sew? Because you had to learn this all, right?
Yes. So I had to sew, I think when I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom, she said, you can go, girl, go. And so I turned on the machine, and then I start sewing, and then I keep going.
Okay, because now people should know, you do this from scratch, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you learn how to do bandanas, and how did you learn how to do beds? Did you find patterns or some instructions somewhere?
We sort the fabric, and then we made them.
Okay, excellent. Now, you take those all over, don't you?
Yes.
Because you've been to a number of different shelters?
Yes.
So do you have a store? How do you get those out to people then?
So they ask, and then we make them, and so then we deliver them.
Okay. So do you have, can people like order online?
Sometimes, and then they come like, we can leave it in our like mailbox, and then they'll just grab it and pay.
Okay. Well, that's great. Now, these aren't very expensive either, are they?
No, not that much.
People are able to afford those pretty easily. And then now, are you doing this as a project to try to, are you like starting your college fund now, or do you make donations?
We make donations. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
Okay. Now, you guys are on Facebook and stuff too, right?
Yes.
Okay. How'd you come up with Bananas for Bandanas?
So people said, ooh, let's do this for Ava. Let's do this. Let's do this. And so so this girl at school, her name is Bellamy. And so they said bandanas, I can't say it.
Bananas for bandanas.
And so I said, I want that one because it made really sense.
So you kind of had a little contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, let other people have some input. So what kind of feedback have you gotten? What do people tell you when you bring those in?
They say, thank you so much. Thank you for making this. All different words.
Mm-hmm. And when you make deliveries like to animal shelters, who really need a lot of those things, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they're really appreciative that you're going out of your way to be able to do this for them.
Yep.
So, Ava, what do you get out of this then? What I mean, you did this because you love animals.
Yes.
And you wanted to help out. So yes. Does this just give you a good feeling?
Yes, very much, because I like pets and everything.
Yeah. Do you ever get classmates or friends that offer to help?
Sometimes my mom lets a friend come over and then they help.
Mm-hmm. Make a party out of it?
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Excellent. Well, I want to turn to Cassie now for just a little bit, too, and visit just some, because, you know, Ava's telling us about how this all got started and how she's been able to help so many different, not just animals, but, you know, the humans, the shelters and things that she's donated to. You have to be awfully proud of a youngster taking, at the age of 8, taking this kind of initiative.
Yes, very much so. She's always been one to want to do stuff for other people, even, you know, like I said, animals. Where we live in Audubon, there's, for some reason, always seems to be stray cats just dumped on our block. So she's always wanting to bring them home.
Well, here's what we can do. We can't always bring them home because, you know, house full of cats. Mm-hmm. But there are other ways that you can help, too, yes. And she really wants to do this. Where did she get this philanthropic idea where she wants to be a part of things and help out?
Mm-hmm. Well, for the bandanas and the dog beds, it was right before Christmas, and we usually try to do something to give back. So we just said, it started off with beds mm-hmm. to donate to shelters.
Sure.
And then it turned into, I found a pattern online for bandanas that was free. And I was like, let's add that in there with it. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to do a project like this, but then to see it, you know, to be able to market it and do the outreach and see it start to take off and people accept that and want to be a part of it, that's got to be pretty amazing.
It is pretty cool. Yeah. And it's pretty neat.
Very good. Well, Cassie had talked about how she's donated to several, you know, shelters and things like that, too. What's their response when you get a hold of them and say, hey, we do this and we would like to make these donations?
Usually they're pretty excited about it. Most shelters are volunteer basis and just take donations, whatever they can get. Harlan Shelter is just starting up. They're mm-hmm. just starting to build a brand new building. So they basically, you know, starting from scratch, so they really, really, really appreciate all of the dog beds we've made for them.
So you are spreading out a little bit, helping out some of these different facilities now too. And we kind of talked a little bit about the online presence that you have there too, and you're getting feedback from people.
Yes, we are. With the name, even to start off with, it was Facebook friends of mine who helped create the name. But then, you know, we get people who will pop on and message me about ordering. Even, you know, those costs that people pay for a bandana usually just turns right back into buying fabric.
Sure. Well, and that's why I asked Ava, is this kind of like starting your college fund now, or are you donating everything back, or how is this all working?
Yep.
It's a business that kind of just feeds itself.
Yeah. A lot of the time, any profit that she makes from it, it gets put into a bank bag.
Sure.
Up away from her so she can't spend it on toys. But, you know, like her grandmother's donated fabric. Mm-hmm. And then we've had actually just really awesome people within our community even donate. One lady just donated a sewing machine to Ava.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Fabric, money. I mean, it's just, people are just, have as big of hearts as Ava. You know, it's just really cool to see.
What does that mean to an 8-year-old child to know that you get that kind of community support to something that started out as just kind of a, I want to help somebody?
Yeah. I think Ava's always been very big-hearted, and she just always is very grateful. It was like Christmas morning, you know, like when that lady brought that sewing machine, it was just like her eyes were big and she was jumping up and down when she left. Like it was just like, I get my own, you know, and I can do it with you and sew right along with you and we can do it both at the same time. So it's just very exciting for her, and it, you know, each and every person that donates something, fabric is a big thing, you know, because there's so many different prints. It's It's exciting.
Yeah. Well, and what's neat, too, is that, first of all, sewing is kind of a lost art for most folks yeah. in the home. It's not yeah. something that a lot of folks really do or want to do much mm-hmm. anymore, unfortunately. But to get a youngster like that interested in something like that, mm-hmm. this is now a lifelong skill that she can continue to do. This could last for the next, you know, 100 years.
Yeah. You can make anything. I mean, really, you can make dang near anything.
Mm-hmm.
When COVID first hit, she was watching me make masks. So that's kind of where it started. And then I had all this fabric and we just
sure.
kept right along with it.
And so. Just about the right age to be inquisitive enough and then to be, to pay enough attention to be mm-hmm. able to learn the skills and things too. So, well, that's awesome. Well, if folks wanted to order any of these things, mm-hmm. how would they go about doing that? Can they do that online? Do you have retail opportunities in stores somewhere or where are you with that?
Yep. So for right now, we've got like the Facebook page, Bananas for Bandanas. And that's just, you know, you can message that website or that Facebook page or me. And we also have a few bandanas at Lori's Flowers in Audubon.
Okay.
We try to switch it out per season. Try not to keep too much much there to drive them crazy.
Special orders, you can make different types, different patterns.
Yep, anything. Things. Yep, and they're reversible. So usually we ask people to pick two separate fabrics to do a front and a back. So
they might bring their own fabric and say, hey, I'm a Iowa State fan. I'd like you to do Iowa State here or something. Yeah. And that you do whatever you need to do.
Yep. We can
do to order.
Do anything. Yeah.
All that for $5.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, very good. If folks want to find out more, online would be a good place to start. On the Facebook page there, Bananas for Bandanas. Just spell it all out, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Cassie, thank you so much for stopping by. And Ava, thank you for coming in as well. And appreciate all that you guys are doing to help out in some areas that maybe are forgotten sometimes. Those pets are important. And the ones that are looking to have families, they want to look presentable, right, when people come to take a look at them?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. They're barking like so loud they hurt me, my ears.
So if folks want to get in touch with you, they can do that, and then you'll get those bandanas and those dog beds and things all taken care of right away, huh?
Yep.
All right, very good. Well, Ava, again, thank you so much, and congratulations on doing this. It's really neat what you're doing.
Yeah, it kind of took a while how to make the beds.
Yeah, I'm sure. And Cassie, thank you so much for bringing Ava by and helping her along with the project. That's a neat little lesson for her.
Yes, it is. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much to both of you.